Listen to this sound, America. That's the sound that changed the course of popular music and made America the popular music center of the world. American music is still changing. New styles, new stars, new composers. To keep you abreast of the times and to bring you the best in music, ABC proudly presents its musical director, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, in the Paul Whiteman Hour.
Thank you, Doug Browning, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As I look around and count my blessings, I see Eugenie Baird, Johnny Thompson, the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, and in our Stairway to the Stars spot, one of the country's finest pianists and great songwriters, Dana Suisse.
Well, that's the first lineup I've heard that sounds like it might stop Army, Paul. What's your kickoff for tonight?
Two All-Americans are in this play, Doug, George Gershwin and Al Jolson. And with your simile about the Army team, I might add that when these two combined their efforts, it made as strong a combination as Davis and Blanchard. With a great picture of the Jolson story recently released, I take this opportunity to pay my tribute to a good friend and a great man, Al Jolson, who gave George Gershwin his first big hit when he sang Swanee. Whenever I'm stuck for some way to win friends and influence people, I always remember to call for Eugenie Baird. For example, here's what I mean. Eugenie Baird! See what I mean?
Oh, thank you, Paul. You say the nicest things.
And to the nicest people. Tell me, Jeannie, is it true that you're going to leave us for a couple of weeks?
Yes, for just a couple of weeks, Paul. I'm going out to Hollywood.
Are you going to fly out there, Jeannie?
Of course, Paul. All Bairds fly.
Mm. Guess that answers my question. Well, before you go winging off into a buttermilk sky, how about singing about it?
I'd love to, Paul. Will you be my co-pilot?
Well, you heard what the lady said, boys. Ready? Contact. Buzz it up. Buzz it up.
Buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop him the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Old buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why. Now you know, keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Old buttermilk sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. You'll be mellow and bright tonight, buttermilk sky.
I'm gonna pop her the question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be so easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you.
Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why. Now you know, keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Old buttermilk sky.
Old buttermilk sky.
Don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
Hitch me to the one I love.
You can if you try. Don't.
Wonderful, Jeannie. That was wonderful. What can I do to reward you for all that?
Well, how about letting me introduce your number for the strings, reeds, and burnished brass?
Well, that's a strange request, but after the way you sing a song, why in the world do you want to be an announcer?
Well, I always wanted to see what it's like to say the strings, la da da da, the reeds, la da do 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 do, and the burnished brass, la lum.
Boing. it looks like you can handle the whole assignment single-handed, so go ahead and have your fun, Jeannie.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Whiteman plays an arrangement for strings, the reeds, and the burnished brass.
Well, that's perfect, Jeannie, and all left for me to say is that the strings, reeds, and burnished brass will play an adaptation of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. Thank you. Sid. It looks as though both my soloists want to become radio announcers. I have a note here to ask Johnny Thompson about an announcement he wants to make. Well, let's find out what this is all about and get him out here. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Thompson.
Thanks, Paul, and thanks for the chance to become an announcer for a very worthwhile cause.
Well, tell us more, Johnny. What's the cause?
Oh, I thought I'd like to dedicate my song this evening to the Community Chess of America. As you know, Paul, the 1947 fundraising drive is now on, and I can't think of any more deserving cause.
How true, Johnny. A donation to the Community Chest is a tangible way for all of us to live up to the golden rule.
I think everyone wants to live up to the golden rule, Paul, but many of us don't quite know how to make our effort the most effective. Any good marksman knows that to shoot for a high score, he must bunch his shots instead of scattering them. That's what you can do through the Community Chest. Bunch your shots.
Yeah, mighty good thought, Johnny. Concentrate your dough where it will do the most good.
That's right, Paul. Some of the most worthy causes are banded together by the chest so that your donation will do the most good. For your friends, your neighbors, and your country, now is the time to give generously.
Well spoken, Johnny. And now what's your song going to be?
I'd like to sing The Night is Young and You're So Beautiful.
Well, that's just about perfect. It also serves to introduce our Stairway to the Stars guest. So let's have it, Johnny.
that melody tells us that we're about to meet Paul Whiteman's Stairway to the Stars guest. And while I'm on the subject, Paul, you said that Johnny's song served to introduce our guest.
That's right, Doug, and that's what makes our Stairway to the Stars spot very much different from opportunity or amateur hours. Our guests have all accomplished big things and have established themselves firmly in the entertainment world. Their appearance with us is to further some new effort or new accomplishment. As for the song Johnny sang, well, that was written by our guest, Miss Dana Suisse.
Thank you, Paul. And I'd like to thank Johnny Thompson, too, for the way you both played and sang The Night is Young.
Well, you know, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, Dana, and you gave us Nylon to work with this song, within that song. Believe me, we had a tough choice in deciding whether to do The Night is Young or another of your great songs, My Silent Love. But right now, I think we should tell the folks why you are appearing on our Stairway to the Stars.
See if I can guess, Paul. Is Dana Suisse going to play a harmonica solo?
No. Try again, Doug.
Maybe she's going to give a bird imitation.
No, but she ought to give you one.
Hmm. Could she be introducing a new song?
Why, Doug, how in the world did you ever guess it?
I think he's been peeking, Paul.
Oh, well, now that the cat is out of the burlap, suppose you tell us something about it, Dana.
It's quite simple, Paul. In recent years, composers have been taking a strain from a concert composition and making it into a popular song. Some borrow from the old masters. And some have even borrowed from themselves. And I'm one of them.
I know what you mean, Dana. For example, you took one melody from your concert suite titled Jazz Nocturne and gave us the pop song, My Silent Love.
That's right. There are many such cases, so the idea came to me to try borrowing from myself again, because it worked so well before.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer person, and what is your left hand taken from your right hand this time?
Some time ago, I wrote a concert piece which I called Interludes. Well, just a short time ago, one special part of it struck me as being just right for a special song.
And that gives us our campaign for tonight's Stairway to the Stars. I've contacted music publishers all over the country, and we're going to see if we can't place that song and start it on its way. So to start, we're going to play Miss Dana Suisse's concert piece in the full version with Dana at the piano. See if you can pick out the part she's going to turn into a new popular song. Ladies and gentlemen, Interlude.
Thank you.
And there you have the full version of Dana Suisse interlude. Dana, suppose you show them on the piano the part you've turned into a popular song and see how many guessed right. That melody sounds to me like a sure hit. Now, with the music publishers all over the country lending their shell likes, let's show them how Dana Suisse has turned this melody into a popular song. And so a song is born, and if my experience in the business has taught me anything, I'd say that it's a good one. Thank you, Dana Suisse, for appearing on our Stairway to the Stars. If you'll stick around for the rest of the show, we may have a report from the publishers who are listening.
Thank you, Paul. Win, lose, or draw, it's always a pleasure to appear with you and to have my music played by the one and only Paul Whiteman Orchestra.
Intermission time in the Paul Whiteman Hour calls for a roundup of the stations bringing you this entertainment over the American Broadcasting Company's network, so we pause briefly for station identification. And now, ready to open part two of the Paul Whiteman Hour is your host, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Doug. And now I feel that turnabout is fair play, so we're going to send South America a tune in return for all the ones they've sent us. It was several years ago when the vogue for South American tunes swept the country. Every time you turned on your radio, there was a new song just imported from our good neighbors. Well, here's one that was born on East 60th Street right here in New York City, in Monty Proser's Copacabana Review. And I'm sure it's finding its way south of the border. The Whiteman Orchestra and the chorus play the Coffee Song.
down among Brazilians. Coffee beans go by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. They've got a billion tons of coffee in Brazil. You see no tomato juice. You see no potato juice. But the planters down in Santos all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Speaking of songs going back and forth over the border brings to mind the songs that have been going back and forth over my desk. And I think I better clear up a little misunderstanding right here and now. Last week, I offered $1,000 to a composer who would write a serious symphonic concerto for one soloist playing three instruments. In other words, a concerto for saxophone, bass clarinet, and B-flat clarinet. Since then, we've been swamped with popular songs and all sorts of music. Please understand that I'm not a music publisher, and I'm not in the market for unpublished manuscripts. I just want a serious symphonic concerto for sax and the two clarinets. And I hope this will clear up the misunderstanding. And thanks a lot for your interest. Well, now I think we should take advantage of Eugenie Baird's presence and have her sing another song before she flies off to the coast. What's it going to be, Jeannie?
It sure isn't going to be Totsie's Goodbye Forever. I think I'd like to sing This Is Always.
And I know we'd love to hear it, so take it away, Jeannie Baird.
This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. So how can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is always. This isn't just midsummer madness, passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tried. Forget you with every kiss. I know that this is our way.
Thank you, Jeannie Barrett. I think you've earned your vacation.
I think we're about due for a now-and-then spot, aren't we, Paul?
Oh, that we are, Doug, and I'm going to take care of a request at the same time. Now, let me see. Where did I put that letter with the request? Oh, here it is in this pocket.
Mm. What's the request, Paul?
It's from a 15-year-old girl, and she asks for, of all things, why did I kiss that girl?
Now, wait a minute. That envelope looks a little faded. Hmm. Look at that date. This was requested in 1924.
Dagnabbit, I wish you could learn not to carry letters around so long.
Well, I've got news for you, Paul. That girl's now 37 years old and probably has a large family.
Is that bad? That'll increase our audience. So here's her request just the way it sounded when she requested it. Why did I kiss that girl?
Why did I kiss that girl? I could almost cry. I'm nervous, so nervous. I'm worried and blue, so blue. And if I kissed it, that foot, what would her hugging do? Ma says that I'm a wreck. I'll admit she's right. Ma says to break my neck. He can't sleep at night. They're upset and all because I ain't like I used to was. Why did I kiss that girl? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Well, never let it be said that Paul Whiteman doesn't answer his requests. Now, supposing that girl had written that letter yesterday asking for the same song, how would it sound, Paul?
Oh, I think you'd find all the razzmatazz gone, and it would sound a little more like this.
Thank you.
While you were doing your now and then, Paul, we received this telephone message backstage.
Let's... It looks like good news for Dana Suisse. Gee, I'll read it. Quote, we think that Dana Suisse has a hit in the song you played from her concert suite, Interlude. We'll back up our opinion with a $500 advance royalty. Signed by Abe Ullman for the Robbins Music Company.
All of which confirms what you thought about Dana Suisse, Paul.
Oh, not just me, Doug. Anyone in the business knows that Dana has what it takes.
Well, looks like this is your night to make people happy. I understand you're doing a song for one of your old friends. Now, what's it all about?
Well, I'm not doing the song as any special favor. I'm doing it because I think it's a good piece of work and deserves to be heard. However, if it helps Frank Westfall along a tough road, that won't make me mad. Frank is temporarily in the Hines Hospital, Hines, Illinois. And if this performance of his song does anything to speed his recovery, it'll be one of the most happy moments of my life. Here's Johnny Thompson to sing Frank Westfall's ballad titled, When You Come to the End of the Day.
Sort of a shift to the left with a double wingback formation going on in the orchestra there. What's up, Coach? You sending in a new team?
Oh, no, Doug. Just a special play by Hank D'Amico and his six-piece jump and jive combination.
Oh, my goodness. Another band within a band of yours, huh?
Oh, I got a million of them, Doug. I've said before that every leader is only as great as the men he has playing for him. So every now and then I like to show off the talents of the boys.
Well, I don't see any music on their stands, Paul.
Well, the tune that they're going to play, I'm going to let our listeners in on a little backstage dope on the radio business. I think all who have seen a broadcast are interested in what makes it come out on time. Right to the second. Well, there are all sorts of tricks. When a show is running long, we start kind of speeding up or When it's short, we get a signal from the control booth to stretch. Well, once Hank and his boys were on a show that was running 2 minutes short, and they had run out of music. Without batting an eye, Hank made up a tune right on the spot. The boys followed his lead, and they filled the 2 minutes, coming out right on the schnoz. So now, as you listen to the Hank D'Amico group, you'll understand why this tune is titled 2 Minute Stretch. There passed away a cocky little Irish American who built with music his monument in Memory's Hall of Fame, George M. Cohan. He wore his hat at a tilt, and his favorite greeting was, "Hiya, kid," and he talked out of the side of his mouth, and he wished to be remembered as a song and dance man. He had the shortest temper and the longest charity list on Broadway. He was charming and cantankerous. He was generous and unforgiving. He was a dreamer and a cynic. He was sentimental and tough. And he loved and he hated fiercely. And there was no one else like him. He was a playwright and a producer and an actor and a director. And he wrote his memorial in songs that could have been written by none other than George M. Cohan. He sang that it's 45 minutes from Broadway and that Mary is a grand old name. And it's a grand old flag. And that he was a Yankee Doodle Dandy. And for one magic instant, he had his finger on the pulse of America. And he transmuted its heartbeats into stirring songs. And the thoughts of millions of Americans were attuned to the song he wrote. And the voices of millions of Americans were lifted in the song he wrote. And the feet of millions of Americans marched to the song he wrote.
Come back, dear, it's over there. 42nd Street, that I will soon be thank you.
I'm sure you've done a lot to keep the music of George M. Cohan ringing happily in our ears for a long time, Paul. That was an inspiring medley. Now, what's in store for us next week?
Well, looks like we'll have plenty to keep us busy, Doug, and people on hand who can handle the assignment. There'll be Johnny Thompson, Kay Armon, the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, and then the Stairway to the Star spot, we'll switch to Out of Town to feature another deserving young artist. We'll all be looking for all of you, and we'll be holding a seat front row center. So until then, this is Paul Whiteman saying so long, and thanks for coming. And don't forget, Wednesday is Bing's Day all around the ABC.
The Paul Whiteman Hour is brought to you every week at this time by the American Broadcasting Company. Listen again next Sunday when the Dean of Modern American Music will be back with his orchestra, his chorus, his special guest, and his singing stars, Kay Armon and Johnny Thompson. And listen every Sunday afternoon when Johnny Thompson stars in his own ABC show. The Paul Whiteman Hour is written by Ward Byron. The Paul Whiteman Hour is directed by Dick Charles. Doug Browning speaking. This program came to you from New York.
Here's a word about the show Bing Crosby is sending your way Wednesday night on this station. Their bingo will couple with lovely Lina Romay in South America, Take It Away. And guesting on the show will be the popular Les Paul Trio. Remember, Wednesday night is Bing's Day night. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.